The new year will bring a new president, but also a Supreme Court shaped by the man who lost the 2020 election. There's a 6-3 conservative majority on the high court now that Justice Amy Coney Barrett is on the bench. She was the third justice confirmed to the Supreme Court by the Trump administration. Emily Bazelon is staff writer for the New York Times Magazine, and she joins us now. And Emily, one of the cases you'll be watching in 2021 involves free speech. What's at stake in this case?
Well, this is a case that the Supreme Court has not yet agreed to review, but it raises a question that has been very pressing for schools since the advent of social media. And it's this question: when students say things on social media that schools find disruptive or merely offensive, do the schools have the power to discipline those students, or do the students have free speech rights for what they write online? When they're outside of school, that means that schools have to really limit what they do in response. This is a case, it's called BL versus Mahanoy. The school district lost in the appeals court after suspending a student from the cheerleading team when she posted a message on Snapchat that involved cursing, cursing at things involving the school. And so the question is whether that suspension from the cheerleading team was legal or whether the school went too far. And it'll be really interesting to see if the Supreme Court takes this case and really weighs in on this area of law, which has been kind of simmering out there for, you know, 10 years or more at this point.
Some of President Trump's policies will also be challenged this year. There's the policy forcing thousands of asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their requests are heard. Another is a challenge to the diversion of $2.5 billion in Pentagon money to build the border wall. Couldn't Joe Biden, after he's inaugurated, get rid of those policies?
Yes, Joe Biden could scrap those policies in a way that could make these cases moot. In other words, would give the Supreme Court no reason to decide these questions. And so it'll be interesting to see how the timeline works on this, whether the court hears argument early in 2021 or whether the Biden administration acts quickly enough that the court just takes these cases off the calendar.
Mm-hmm. There's a highly anticipated opinion coming from the court on the Affordable Care Act. The court heard that case after Amy Coney Barrett joined. Is there any indication on how the court's conservative majority might affect the ruling in this case?
Yeah, at oral argument, a few of the conservative justices on the court were very skeptical about the Trump administration's argument that the entire Affordable Care Act needed to be struck down because of a potential problem with one provision. And so what we're talking about here is this legal principle called severability, where if you have a big, huge law like the ACA and there's a flaw in one part of it, can a court just strike down that one flaw but leave the rest of the law in place? And it looked like that was a likely outcome based on the responses of the justices at the court, because you saw conservative as well as liberal justices saying they thought the Trump administration and the state's arguments, some of the states have challenged the ACA, were just like going way too far.
Right, right. Emily, thank you so much for laying this all out for us. That's Emily Bazelon, a staff writer for the New York Times Magazine. As always, thank you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for having me.